Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, Bill. How are you hitting the ball today?
Well, you know, this game's just too easy. I'm almost falling asleep out here. So easy. I think you know better than that. I got like 15 swing thoughts going, but I'm going to try to get it down to like maybe not too many personalities inside my swing.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. It's like I had somebody give me a tip recently, so that's probably the worst thing in the world, right?
What was the tip?
Because I'm standing too close to the ball. I think it's a good tip, but it's not like helping me right now because it's thinking, not playing. Asked me the question, you got an answer. Doesn't sound too good, does it?
Are you a lefty swinger?
I'm having fun. We're playing scramble. It's beautiful out here, and this is the charitable portion of the bowling classic, so... just happy to be a part of it.
Are you a lefty swinger?
No.
No?
Maybe I should. Maybe I could find some left-handed clubs so I could switch it. I'm at the turn right now. I should do that.
Who are you playing with?
A bunch of bowling execs. A couple guys that are all over in Hong Kong, Singapore. A couple of them are here.
All right.
We're not stellar. How's that?
Where are you at the turn? What are you guys under?
Well, we start on two, so we're just eight in. We're about even par, so I can just tell you where we are.
Oh yeah,
not good.
Yeah, we need to get under. Come on, you're in a scramble. We can't be even par.
I know. No, well, listen, even par could be our best score. We're that good.
Speaking of even, that's what the Mariners did here this weekend. They split the series with the Angels. I mean, some good and bad. I mean, how would you assess what they did this weekend against Anaheim?
Well, these games haven't become critical. I mean, we're scoreboard watching, and the Mariners have made such a nice run. And then to go into New York and win a couple, that was big. They probably let one slip through their fingers. Game one was probably a game they could have won. I mean, yesterday's game, they had to win. That's the worst starting pitcher I've seen this year. That guy's not a big league pitcher yet. Taylor Davidson, not a chance. He's not. That's the worst starting pitcher I've seen this year. We had to score off of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrible. But, we win by the margins. We win with pitching. The Angels are not real competitive right now. So, yeah, you could say that. But, you know, in baseball, you know how it goes. I mean, you win, you're going to lose at least 60. You're going to win at least 60. So, you know, 2-2, it's okay. It's not – I think 3 out of 4 would have been great. But – you know, they get through these next three, and then the schedule starts to play in their favor. Plus, they're going to get Rodriguez back. They're going to get Castillo back. They're going to get Dylan Moore back. Of course, it's going to be roster roulette. So we'll have to see what that turns into. But clearly, Rodriguez is the straw that stirs the drake. And we're watching this team, and it's just missing its biggest component. So. Let's just sort of reserve judgment with the team as they get him back.
Okay, so when you watch, you weren't thinking, boy, I wish Jerry had done more to address the lineup and the offense?
Hard to say what's available and where that spot is that they could put it. I think, you know, when you look at it and say, wow, you know, there's not a lot of addition. I mean, Casale's in rehab, Boyd's in rehab, and they need a left-handed reliever. Boyd's got good stuff, but here he's been out for a year. So what can we expect there? Casale, not sure when he comes back, but not an offensive player. A good backup catcher, right? And so Jake Lamb, I think that's a very incomplete sentence regarding how you help the offense. But I think they see their offense being determined by Haniger's presence. I mean, I think he's the big addition at the deadline. And you have to be patient because he's been out so long, right? So I think we have to wait and see on him. But, you know, that's where they really hurt. It isn't so much, I mean, everybody says, well, there's no, you know, the depth of line. You know, it's really, they don't have a lot of consistency in the middle of the lineup. That's where they really, really suffer. Suarez is a little bit of a hit and miss. And the same goes with Santana. and Winker, you know, he's a walk machine. That's about it. So that's where they hurt. But I think things pick up. Haniger gets a few more swings under his belt, and we get Rodriguez back. I mean, that's what it's going to take. It's just a matter of, you know, trying to figure out how to score four runs. They score four runs, and good things are going to happen.
In the last few games, by last month, I mean, Winker is starting to heat up a little bit. He talked about, he had the grand slam yesterday. His walks have always been there, Bill. But he's starting to hit the ball a little bit better. He's talked about being a little bit more comfortable coming over, you know, with the trade and the expectations and all that, and how it kind of changed his mindset. There are issues, though, in the field with him in left field. What moving forward, you know, with these games, I mean, they're two games up, you know, on the wild card. Obviously, every game counts. We all know that. What could they do to maybe massage the nightly lineup too, if his bat continues to produce, to keep him in there, but finding somebody better in left field? Is there an easy solution, or is there not?
I don't think there is. I mean, you probably have, depending on how often Kyle Lewis can play. We just don't know what Kyle Lewis is at this point, do we? I mean, he's the guy you would probably play against left-handed pitching, but then Winker swings it better against left-handers, mm-hmm. and he was supposed to not be able to hit left-handers. I mean, you can't help but say that Winker's been a disappointment. Right? I don't know how you get around that, right? He was supposed to be an impact bat, guy that hits 300 with a high on-base percentage with a little bit of power. You know, he's supposed to be a bat, especially against right-handed pitching. He just has not been that. And we're pretty well along in the season. So you just hope for the best because he's part of the plan, right? Mm-hmm. And the only other thought would be that, you know, defensively you've got, depending on how things map out, right now Haggerty almost deserves to be playing. Mm-hmm. But he and Dylan Moore give them options defensively late in games. And then whether or not Lewis will play some left field against tough left-handed pitching. I just don't think you hope he swings it better, right? He just looks long to the ball to me. And, you know, if he can get it started early, kind of guess right, then he squares him up. He looks like he wants to hit a ball to the ballpark because he's just not, you know, able to really lash the ball around with any authority. I don't know what to say about it other than he obviously has a great track record and you hope that he finds it.
What do you do with him, though, Bill? I mean, he's a candidate to be going to the Rainiers once Julio and Moore come back.
Winker?
No, I'm just talking about Lewis. I thought you were talking about Kyle Lewis at one point.
Oh, Lewis. I mean, you guys could sit there and stare at the roster and help me sort it out, but, I mean, there's some guys that are a little in precarious positions, certainly Kelenic's one, and I don't think he's ready to be here. I don't think they had thoughts of him being ready to be here. So he's going back to AAA. And then where else? Hatchet Falls. I mean, you got Jake Lamb. He's here for a reason. So that means that Toro's got to be in danger, right? And I don't know. You'd have to do the math on who goes next. But you have a little bit of repetition between Carlos Santana and Kyle Lewis, other than Santana's switch hitter. And Santana's given us something this year. He's just not consistent. He's at the end of his career, not at the beginning. So, you know, sometimes you have to be careful what you wish for because, I mean, he's been a 200 hitter for a couple of years. So, you know, that's, you know, we're just not going to win by overpowering people with our offense. We're just going to have to be a little bit better with runners in scoring position. And Haniger gives you a lift and Rodriguez gives you a lift and you score enough.
I am just going to put this one on a tee for you because I know how you feel. When you watch what he does on Saturday and George Kirby and go, I mean, how can you possibly limit him moving forward? Let me ask this. I know your old school approach. Do you understand what they're trying to do with him? And then
with Kirby?
Yeah, but then the follow-up is, do you agree with it?
Well, I mean, it's sort of like, you know, car insurance for your kids. You know, you just... They just have to, until they're 25, the insurance rates are just up off the charts, right?
Yeah.
And then they turn one day after 25 and they have great drivers, right? And the insurance rates come way down. It sort of feels like that. Because, you know, I mean, it's just, you just look at, I think they look at the landscape of when guys get hurt. And most of them, if they do get hurt, if they do have a major arm injury, it's before 25. And then after that, it just seems like the instances drop way off. But this guy's free and easy. He's free and easy. And, you know, he's just got a power arm. He throws a ton of strikes. They're rich in starting pitching. Because quite honestly, I mean, Flexen stumbled at the end. He made a really bad pitch, but he pitched good. He's pitched good. He's been pitching good. He's been maligned. He doesn't pitch on turn. You know, it's clear that they don't have plans for him. He can pitch. So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, between the two of them, it's not going to help either one of them to pitch half pitch, right? Because either you're pitching or you're not. And so I don't know what the answer is. I didn't live through this. I mean, if you're in the big leagues, you're pitching. And you're pitching until the other team hits you, not by pitch count. But I understand you can't do that. So I don't have the answer. I mean, they don't seem to tell us the answer. So how am I supposed to know what the magic innings number is, right? That he hasn't got any innings underneath him in the minor leagues. Now, some of that's pandemic driven, but they just kind of, I don't know, they start these guys so slow. You know, they're just like, oh, they come out of the corner, oh, we can't pitch him very much now. And then, you know, and then you all of a sudden, well, they don't have any innings. Well, why don't you give them some innings? How do you build up strength? How do you develop, you know, some toughness, right? So it's going to play out. They're going to skip them on occasion. They got a great guy one way or the other. Either it's Flexen or it's Gerby. They're both very good pitchers. I like Flexen. I mean, he's not flashy, but he's good. He knows how to pitch. So don't have the answer. Like Kirby a lot. Like he and Gilbert are going to be a big part of our future, no question. So I think we're going to play some teams that are allow us not to worry about that too much. I think there's some teams out there to be had. You know, that's kind of what their schedule looks like. So hopefully that'll be good for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a silver lining how they end up you know, finishing the season, especially the final, 15 or 20 games. Hey, go hit them well. Go get under. Let's get 2, 3, 4, you know, 6. I don't know. Usually a scramble. We're talking about 6 under. 6 or 7.
I think we're probably into the double digits. We're just trying to save face now. That's where we are at this point.
Never want to be over par in a scramble, for sure. We appreciate the time. Thanks for moving around for us. We appreciate the conversation as always. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, guys. Enjoy the day. Thanks for having me.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.